There is something that I've been a little bit on the hush about. I've enjoyed doing it. I've probably been doing it for at least 3 years now. And it is one of my favorite / simplest strategies for social media to reduce the overwhelm. And so I am so excited to share this strategy. I've also been stalking my CCA students because there are quite a few of them that have been using this strategy and their content has been blowing up as well. So let's go ahead and dive into this episode.
Welcome to Building Unapologetically, the podcast where we dive into the raw journey of personal growth, business building, and faith-infused strategies. I'm your host, Jordan Guyton, and I'm here to share my unfiltered highs, lows, and the lessons I've learned along the way. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to build your dreams unapologetically.
We are back. I'm so excited. Welcome to another episode of Building Unapologetically. This is for my business owners who really want some strategy. You know, when I bring the strategy, I go all in. And there is something that I've been a little bit on the hush about. I've enjoyed doing it. I've probably been doing it for at least 3 years now. And it is one of my favorite / simplest strategies for social media to reduce the overwhelm. And if you read the title, yes, 47,000 views, no ads, no overwhelm. And if you really, really want to be about that life, if we go back to 2020, when the algorithm was doing what the algorithm was doing, we were looking at 1 million, 2 million views with no ads. And so I am so excited to share this strategy. I've also been stalking my CCA students because there are quite a few of them that have been using this strategy and their content has been blowing up as well. And so I thought this would be the perfect episode as we are on the heels of a big announcement next week to share my Reels strategy, the one strategy that has allowed me to reduce that overwhelm and just be the content. That strategy is B-roll. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into this episode. I'm going to be telling you a little bit about my process. I mean, we hear all about that word B-roll, and there's been a rise in faceless accounts, and there's been a rise in just this B-roll type of content. So first, I want to just give you the definition behind B-roll footage, right? And this is so like amazing to me because if you know, you know, I was in TV production straight out of college, and that's what I went to school for. So B-roll is not a new term for me, but I want to just give you the definition of what B-roll is. And it's alternative footage intercut with the main shot. But if we want to break it down even simpler, it's basically whatever's not the main action. It's a lot of behind the scenes. Just doing a little bit more deeper diving on Google, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary. Let's take it all the way back to the, y'all remember reading a dictionary or having to look stuff up in the dictionary? Times have changed. Anyway, I segue. Merriam-Webster says, the question is, what is B-roll in social media? And it says the term B-roll refers to footage interspersed within the main narrative shots to reinforce, complement, supplement, or contextualize it. And so what I can just put in just plain terms, what I think B-roll is, it's just moments of behind the scenes content that is very candid, that is very not straight to camera, that is very just in the moment. Ooh, B-roll, like you be the content. Ooh, I love that. You be in the role. Okay, so that's what B-roll is. And the reason why I'm really talking about this strategy is because when we're thinking about social media, I decided to get some statistics in just how video performs, specifically short form video. And what I found out from Vidico.com is that at least 75% of people prefer video over text for learning about products or services. Cha-ching. That is huge. So when we think about 75% of people on social media prefer this video content over anything else, right? Then it serves us right as business owners and those that are marketing our business to lean into where the majority likes to feel sold to, where they buy, right? And so first things first, before I dive into my process, I want to let you know that we have dropped a brand new resource for you. It's 100 B-roll ideas for Instagram, for social media, for TikTok, for YouTube, for Facebook, wherever you use short form videos, you have 100 free ideas for you to dive into. I'll leave the link below in the show notes so you can go ahead and take a second to download that. And the feedback that I've been getting from that guide, mind-blowing. It makes me so happy that I was able to put it into a guide that you can just go in and cross it off or put a check mark next to it. And it's just simple, easy content shots that you can do at home or when you're co-working, or those of you that want to take out your camera on vacation, you are not obligated to it. And I'll talk about that in point number three. But in the moments where it feels good to you and you want to shoot a couple of seconds, 15, 30, 15 seconds, this guide is literally so handy. Don't sleep on it. But I want to talk about my process when it comes to B-roll. I just posted a piece of B-roll last week and it has over, I think, 200 comments on it. And when I look at some, I'm stalking some of my CCA students, but I'm looking at B-roll right here for one of my students. She's doing B-roll. She's writing in her journal. She has text over that B-roll. She has 219,000 views, 3,544 comments, and she's grown immensely since joining CCA. But she has a little over 7,000 followers. So her content is going bananas, and this is B-roll content. So I'm sharing all this to say that it's not just me. I wanted to share that first before getting into my process because it just don't work for me. It works for you. It can work for you. It works for the students that we serve in CCA, you know, and I want this episode to be something that you digest and then implement. I don't want this to be another podcast episode that you listen to and say, oh, this was helpful. And then you set it and forget it. Like it just is in one ear and out the other. I want you to then download this guide and cross off 3 to 5 content ideas that you can shoot this week. Let's implement. So I'm going to take you through 3 of the steps of my process when it comes to creating B-roll content. I love to keep it simple, and that's my point number one, because the more that you overthink content, the more that you overthink B-roll, the more time it's going to take for you to create it. And so what I mean by keeping it simple, it goes back to my idea of being the content. What are some everyday moments that you do in your life as a business owner, your morning routine, your evening routine, going to the coffee shop, scenic walks? Like, what is in your day-to-day where you don't have to go out of your way to shoot B-roll? What I don't want you to do from this conversation is start to write down a whole bunch of things that you don't do that you have to stage or make up or create in order to shoot B-roll content. If you run a business, there are several pieces of content, like I said, in this guide or that I can riff off to you right now that you do on a daily basis where all you have to do is set up your tripod, go in your little corner and press record, typing on the computer, having a Zoom meeting, reading a book, journaling. What else can you do? Writing in your planner, writing on Post-its, writing in a notebook. There's just so many things that you do on a day-to-day basis, teaching a class. And I want those moments to be captured, 15, 30 seconds, that type of thing. And if you're feeling cute, go ahead and change your shirt and do the same action again. Like, I want this to be so simple for you. Some of the things that I think about to keep it simple, like I said, is when I'm already creating B-roll content and I know that I have a bunch of meetings back to back, how can I lay out 2 to 3 shirts and just change my shirts in between meetings, right? So then I have 3 pieces of content right there. So think about how much simpler you can make this process. Again, open up that guide and highlight 3 to 5 pieces of content that you don't even have to think about because it happens in your day-to-day life. Keep it so simple. The second part of my process is use what you already have. And what I mean by that is kind of that same idea of don't create moments just to create B-roll, right? What I mean by use what you already have is I think we psych ourselves out thinking, especially in the online world and the content creation space, and everything has to be so aesthetically bleh, it doesn't. And that's what I mean by use what you already have. If your home office is in your bedroom, can you get creative and pull in your camera a bit closer so that you can't see things that are behind you? Do you have a favorite chair in the house in the corner where you can push in? Can you work out of a coffee shop? But I know sometimes we feel a little weird about pulling out a tripod. So that's fine. Maybe when we get into that comfort level, do you have a dining room table that you can post up at and answer a few emails there? Are you in the mirror getting ready and you feel comfortable enough to just record a couple moments there? What do you already have that you don't have to, again, manufacture? And so for me, I have a home office in our home and I utilize every tiny little corner in this little room. You understand? I shoot at my desk. I shoot at my walk pad. I shoot at the corner. I shoot standing up at the window. I shoot at the bookshelf. I shoot again at my desk. I shoot standing up because I have a standing desk. I shoot sitting down. Use what you already have before trying to find something new. And again, all you need is your phone. If you have a tripod, use the tripod. If you don't have a tripod yet, use some books. Okay. Don't keep letting limitations get in your way from delivering your message. All right, so that's my number two of just using what you already have. And then the other thing in my process I find really helpful, like I said in point number one, was just making sure that I'm batching my B-roll, right? If I know I have a full day and I can just set up my tripod for the day and just capture different moments, if I have a second in that day where I can hop on IG Live for 5, 10, 15 minutes to record that process, if I know that I'm going for a walk later with the dog and I can record my feet walking and the palm trees outside, and just different moments like that where I just know one day a month, one day every other week that I am batching it, then I always have content that I can go back to. And don't be afraid to reuse that same footsteps, that same typing on the computer, that same taking a Zoom call. Be empowered to do so. And I want you to be empowered in both cases. Be empowered when the metrics don't look like the way that you want it to. Find a different way to repurpose that piece of content. And when the metrics do look like the way you want it to, create a post just like that again with that same B-roll. Another tip when it comes to that batching session, make sure that you have a folder in your phone that is titled B-roll. In your photo section, title it B-roll and start to just save all of your B-roll content there. Right? The more organized you are, the less overwhelmed you're going to feel swiping through all your recent photos or swiping through your videos or trying to look in your favorites. Create a folder right now in your photos, title it B-roll, business B-roll, whatever's easiest for you. The other point I want to add when it comes to using what you already have, is there videos in your phone right now that are considered B-roll that you've been sleeping on? I challenge you to go through your phone for the last 90 days and see if you can find any B-roll content, right? Use what you already have. Did somebody record a video of you laughing? Did you take a selfie in the mirror and took a video of that? Did you do a day in the life back in the day? And you can repurpose some of those videos, right? Use what you already have, okay? I want to give a little bonus, right? Because this is a strategy episode. So I do want to leave it all out there on the floor. And one of the things I wanted to share was just two or three of my favorite ways to use B-roll in my business and to generate more leads. So one of my favorite ways to use B-roll is taking that B-roll content and putting the words unpopular opinion and writing something really specific about my who, about my ideal client, about the woman that I can't wait to join CCA, the heart-centered female entrepreneur that runs a service-based business. Like, I write an unpopular opinion over that piece of B-roll. So for example, the last one I did was a popular opinion. Consistency doesn't mean posting every day. It means showing up authentically with a frequency that feels good to you. And the B-roll content that I used came from a reel that I created eons ago. I just took the voiceover off of it and then added the text. So again, that taps all the things. Keep it simple, use what you already have. And then this was something that I batched a while ago, right? So that hit on all three points of my process. Another piece of B-roll content I used was me recording a podcast episode, and I love sharing resourceful content, resourceful text over B-roll. So for example, I did 5 tools I use in my business to generate more leads. And then I listed all 5 of those tools. So that's another way I really love using B-roll. And then I love using B-roll for like inspirational audio and those inspirational moments when you can mash a whole bunch of things together. I love doing that. So pairing it with some sort of motivational voiceover or motivational music. And that does really well for my audience as well. So I hope this was super, super, super helpful. Again, we do have a brand new free resource for business owners. That's you. In the show notes, we've got 100 B-roll ideas for your video content. Again, it says Instagram, but you can use this cross platforms. It is a resource that I literally am obsessed with, and the feedback that I'm getting, I know that you're obsessed with it too. So don't sleep on it. Again, it is in the show notes. And be sure, okay, I want you to set your reminder right now for next week's episode, because if you thought this was fire, if you thought this was good, then you're going to want to show up next week, because I do have a major announcement for something that we're putting together specifically for business owners, for entrepreneurs that really want to tap into the sales side of social and having a process for that. So set your alarms for next Wednesday. Again, I hope that this episode was super, super helpful. Let's stop making social media so complex. Let's make it simple, because you owe it to yourself to get consistent, and your clients are on the other side of your consistency. Get out there and implement. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week, and make sure you keep building unapologetically. Thank you so much for tuning in to Building Unapologetically. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star rating, and share this episode in your Instagram stories ASAP. Don't forget to tag me at Jordan Guyton. Your feedback and support truly means the world to us and helps us reach more listeners who are on their journey to building unapologetically.